The SEMO Student Veterans Organization is in the process of renovating a transitional house for homeless and troubled veterans. Recently, I spoke with Cole Schreiner, the president of the organization, Mathis Williams, the fundraising chairman for the organization, and Amanda Woods, the outreach coordinator for the Office of Military and Veteran Services, about this.
Right now, you all are in the middle of a pretty significant project that is meant to help veterans who are homeless or troubled, and they're trying to transition back into just society in general. Mathis, I want to start with you. Can you kind of tell me what this project is about?
We started the project in 2014, which the home was anonymously donated. It's a three-story home with a full basement. We've worked on kind of demolition process of basically deconstructing it down to its subflooring and its studs, which is the framework. And now we're looking to rebuild it so it's more updated, up to modern codes as well. And really the goal of this house is to help aid veterans from past, present, and future combat zones to aid them into civilian life that are looking to find a place to stay while improving on their life, but also further their education.
And what will you all need to kind of get this, the next phase started in this project?
Well, we'll never turn down donations. Donations are always going to help. Right now, Mathis has been the main point of contact for contacting electricians, plumbers, and other such contractors. We also have people all over the place who are wanting to donate. Certain local businesses or national chains have been offer out grants and help for this, and we've been, mostly Mathis has been writing to them to try and petition to get some of that funding. But a lot of just local contracts, we're hoping to work with the CTC on some, that way they can, it works for a project for them, so their students can get experience, and then we get free or cheap labor for them. So
when it comes to just volunteers, you don't necessarily have to have a skilled trade to volunteer. We always have extra work mm-hmm. that people can do. So as far as donations go, it kind of intimidates a lot of businesses, companies, thinking that we're asking for money because, times are hard. So we try to alternatively ask for material donations because someone's got extra lumber. Someone's got extra tile. Someone's got extra PVC piping. Someone's got extra building materials we could use. On top of that, monetary donations are always acceptable. We have a GoFundMe page that we use where we try to procure a lot of donations that way for if people, are not physically able to pick up a hammer and help out.
But the biggest thing we'd like to be able to have is just help. Just people who can't give anything else other than their time. That's the biggest thing we need because we normally don't have the biggest numbers out there because, like I said, a lot of our members are non-traditional students because they've already done their 6 years or maybe 12 years, and they're coming back, so most of them have a family or they have a job already. So they're busy on most weekends. So we lose a lot of our supporters who are able to help on that.
Now, will there be other resources available to them once this house is done? Because, to transition them back into society, it's one thing, but will there be resources for job opportunities or learning how to do a different type of trade or, stable housing for themselves to get out of the house to move on?
Right. So one of the tenets of the SVO, as well as the Office of Military Veteran Services, is to provide a network of support. And part of that network is referral. So both the SVO and the OMVS, Office of Military Veteran Services, have lots of partnerships throughout the community to include Department of Veterans Affairs, workforce development with the state of Missouri, the local health clinics. And we're always getting job referrals. And, of course, education is a big key because in those sectors that need higher education, we try to step up. Even if it's not with Southeast, if we can align a veteran with a program that will help them secure those jobs for their future, we're definitely going to do that.
Well, thank you all so much. I really do appreciate it.
We appreciate your time.
Thank you very much.